I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is readying for a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, this time in Hanoi, Vietnam. The hope for the president is that there could be a deal that would lead to the North Korean leader giving up his nuclear weapons. National Security Advisor John Bolton 2 months ago said in a second summit was needed because North Korea had yet to live up to the commitments it made last June in Singapore. A lack of a major breakthrough for the second time could have negative political ramifications for Mr. Trump. As he awaits prison, President Donald Trump's convicted lawyer, former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, will be all over Capitol Hill. Beginning today, Cohen starts a 3-day grilling from lawmakers on what he knows about Mr. Trump's maneuvers before and after he won the White House. Much of the testimony will be private, but the main event will come on Wednesday when Cohen will appear for the first time at an open public hearing before the powerful House Oversight Committee. Both the United States and Taliban are indicating that the current round of negotiations in Doha that started Monday may prove more crucial than any other meeting until now. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, called the Taliban's new negotiating team more authoritative, adding that this could indicate a significant movement. As he announced new financial assistance for the Venezuelan people, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said the Trump administration stands with the U.S.-recognized interim president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, 100%. Pence also announced additional sanctions on members of embattled President Nicolas Maduro's regime, including 3 border state governors implicated in violence over the weekend and a member of Maduro's inner circle. On Saturday, Maduro supporters fired upon those attempting to get aid trucks into Venezuela, while Venezuelan border troops fired tear gas and rubber bullets. The incidents resulted in deaths and injuries. This is VOA News. The top Iranian negotiator for the 2015 nuclear deal with 6 world powers has suddenly resigned. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif gave no reason for quitting. He wrote a message saying that I'm apologizing to you for all the shortcomings in the past years during my time as foreign minister. In an Instagram message, he said, I thank the Iranian nation and officials. Both leaders from the U.S. and China are said to be optimistic that a deal can be reached to avoid an escalation of trade tensions. On Monday, President Trump said that he planned to hold a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping to finalize the details. Senior U.S. and Chinese officials have been holding a series of trade talks in Beijing and Washington since Mr. Trump and Mr. Xi declared a 90-day truce in their trade war in December, so a deal could be worked out. Incumbent Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari appears to be in the lead over his main challenger, Atiku Abubakar, as the vote counting continues in the national elections. Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission said Monday that Buhari had won the vote in at least 6 states, with the main challenger, Abubakar, winning in the federal capital territory. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad made his first public visit to his closest regional ally in Iran since the start of the Syrian conflict 8 years ago. Meeting Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in Tehran Monday. That's according to Syrian state television. And it showed footage of Assad meeting Khamenei and said the two leaders agreed to continue cooperation at all levels for the interests of the two friendly nations. Assad also met and posed for photographs with the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Iran's support has been vital to President Bashar al-Assad during the Syrian civil war. Russian state television had listed U.S. military facilities that Moscow would target in the event of a nuclear strike and said that a hypersonic missile Russia is developing would be able to hit them in less than 5 minutes. Russian state television broadcast the list of the U.S. facilities they say Moscow would want to target in the event of a nuclear strike. It included the Pentagon, the presidential retreat in Camp David, Jim Creek, a naval communications base in Washington State, and more. U.S. airstrikes killed 35 al-Shabaab terrorists in central Somalia, according to the Pentagon. That attack was carried out Sunday in a region as the fighters were transitioning between locations in a rural area to match their forces. That's according to a statement from the U.S. Africa Command. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.